I'm Carmen LaBurge. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen here on the Faith Radio Network. I want to lead off with a personal question this morning. Are you afraid? Are you afraid? Why or of what or of whom? You feel like you're surrounded by things to be afraid of or people to be afraid of and feeling maybe alone today? You're literally not alone in that feeling. And God's people have literally been there before. Maybe you're discouraged or dismayed. Fear and discouragement racked God's people. And in the days of the prophet Isaiah, God spoke words of comfort and assurance to them. And I offer them to you today as a part of today's Growing Your Faith verse of the day from Isaiah 41, verse 10. The Lord is speaking here. So hear him. I invite you to hear him. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Now, the context here is the reality of exile. Things seemed hopeless to the people to whom God was speaking. No nation, I want you to hear this, no nation in all of human history had to this point ever returned to their homeland after being exiled by a foreign power. It had never happened. The Israelites were in exile. And yet God promises them that not only will he deliver them, he would be with them all along the way for as long as it took. The focus here is not all the things that lead us to discouragement and fear. The focus here is on God, God's presence, God's ability to do what seems absolutely impossible to us. Throughout this portion of the book of Isaiah, there's this clear emphasis on the difference between God and all the other idols or little gods that people might adopt or create or turn to when the going gets tough. And maybe you've turned to or been tempted to turn to solutions or things or quick fixes or personalities or, a relative fortune out of which you think you're going to alleviate your own distress, discomfort, or the challenges you face today. God actually says here, reject all that and turn to me. I'm here. I can actually rescue you. Don't be afraid, God says, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Other nations were living in fear. They were creating all kinds of idols to satiate their fear. But God says to his people, don't follow their lead. Don't do what they're doing. Instead, turn to me. I'm right here. I'm with you. Note what God does not say. God does not say there's nothing to fear. Your fear is irrational. God doesn't say that. God knows they've got plenty of fears. Sickness, disaster, evil, violence, betrayal, war, poverty, and oh, right, they've been driven from their homes with whatever they could carry. They're living as strangers in a strange land. There's no social safety net for them. They're hated by the people in whose midst they are now just trying to survive. There's plenty to fear. But God says, don't be afraid. You're actually not alone. I'm right here with you, and I am bigger than all the problems you face. God's righteous right hand is extended. Take hold of it. Rest under it. Allow God to guide you and provide for you today in his strength.